have your Bible with you this evening, go ahead and turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 9. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, and if that scripture passage sounds familiar to you, good, it should. Of course, this was our text for our time together this morning, and I want to make this disclaimer. My taking us back to this text is by no means some sort of communication that or suggestion that Pastor Steve's sermon this morning fell short or was inadequate or anything like that. All right. That's not what I'm doing here. Rather, think of it this way. I know football is a sensitive subject in Columbus right now, but bear with me. All right. If this morning was the touchdown drive, this evening is the extra point. All right. This evening is the extra point. And what I want to do is I want to go back to one of the subpoints that Pastor Steve made and just chew on that a little bit together this evening as we head into the week. You know, he mentioned this morning that he has concluded the series that he has been taking us through on stewardship, treasure, and trust. The past 2 weeks specifically on giving. And maybe you are at the point of wrestling with how do you respond? How do you respond both in the short term and long term to what you have heard these past few weeks? So what I want us to do this evening is think about the question, how can our giving glorify God? How can our giving glorify God? Read with me 2 Corinthians 9, verses 10 through 14. He who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed for sowing and increase the harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in every way for all your generosity, which through us will provide thanksgiving to God. For the ministry of this service is not only supplying the needs of the saints, but is also overflowing in many thanksgivings to God. By their approval of this service, they will glorify God because of your submission flowing from your confession of the gospel of Christ and the generosity of your contribution for them and for all others. While they long for you and pray for you because of the surpassing grace of God upon you. Thanks be to God for his inexpressible gift. There are a number of things that we can see from this passage and things that this passage leads us to as answers to that question. How can our giving glorify God? And I just want to hit a few of these quickly in our time together. First, we can glorify God in our giving when others give glory to God because of our giving. When others give glory to God because of our giving. That's what's happening here. That's what Paul is seeing going on, what he is anticipating will happen. Paul himself and those who are alongside him are praising the Lord because of the generosity of the churches in anticipation of the generosity of the Corinthian church. They are giving glory to God because these churches have been generous. Those who are the recipients, those saints in Jerusalem, they will give glory to God because of the generosity of God's people. Verse 11 through 13 point us to this. This is in the vein of what our Lord says in the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 5:16. In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. They see the good works of the Corinthians and other churches in their faithful giving. And who do they give glory to? Not to the churches. Not to Paul and his ministry leaders, but giving glory to God. Your giving glorifies God when others give glory to God because of your giving. When others are enabled to glorify God as a result of your giving. Now, this is kind of similar to that first one, but it's different. It's different in this way. The first one, the saints of Jerusalem are recipients of the gift and they are glorifying God because they have received this gift from other churches. But back in chapter 8, verse 19, Paul writes about his ministry, this collection specifically. And not only that, but he has been appointed by the churches to travel with us as we carry out this act of grace, this act of collecting, that is being ministered by us for what purpose? For the glory of the Lord Himself and to show our goodwill. The ministry that was being conducted was being done, this collection was being taken to meet the needs of those who were in need. Paul was specific about that. But Paul had an overarching ministry purpose that went even beyond meeting the real and present needs of those to whom he was ministering. And that was to minister for the glory of God. And by taking up this collection, Paul was enabled, if you will, to give glory to God. There are those whom you support here in the church. By giving of your tithes and offerings, you enable not only Pastor Steve and myself, but all of those ministry leaders, whether they are Sunday school teachers or whoever they may be, their direction, their primary ministry purpose ought to be to glorify God. And by your giving, you enable them, you allow them, you give them the opportunity to glorify God in their ministry. You have opportunities to glorify God when God provides as a result of your giving. We see this at the beginning of the passage that we read, right? He who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food. And Pastor Steve gave us that picture this morning of the farmer. It's a foolish farmer who sows sparingly and expects to reap bountifully. But when you sow or give bountifully, there is then the opportunity for God to provide for you bountifully. And in that, respond with glorifying God because of His gracious mercy to you. God is glorified in our giving when we submit to Him. When we submit to them, submit to Him. Verse 13. By their approval of this service, they will glorify God because of your submission flowing from your confession of the gospel of Christ. Notice the order here that Paul has. It results in the glory of God. But where does it begin? It begins with their confession of the gospel. Their embrace of the gospel. They have embraced the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ. And out of response to their faith in Christ, their lives are to be lives that are submitted. Submitted to the Lord. Your submission flowing from your confession of the gospel. And it results in the glory of God because of their submission. When we submit to God as our master and not to our money, as our Lord says again in the Sermon on the Mount, God is glorified in that. When we choose to submit to the Lord, we are saying, I value you. I value you and your kingdom and your purposes above anything that my money, my time, anything else can provide. And God is glorified in this when we submit to Him and not to our money or anything else in this world. God is glorified when we follow His example in our giving. We have seen this repeatedly. God has been gracious in His giving to us of His Son. Christ has been gracious in giving of Himself, in giving up the riches of heaven to make Himself poor, as Paul writes previously in chapter 8. And when we follow this pattern, we glorify God. It's been said that imitation is the highest form of flattery. When we follow after the pattern of God's giving to us in the Lord Jesus Christ, we bring much glory to Him. When our giving itself, finally, when our giving itself is for the purpose of bringing Him glory, when we give so that God will be glorified, when we are purposeful in this, in giving so that God will be glorified, He is glorified. I want to close by reading 1 Peter chapter 4. You can turn there if you'd like, or you can simply listen. 1 Peter 4, verses 10 and 11. As each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's very grace. Whoever speaks, as one who speaks oracles of God. Whoever serves, as one who serves by the strength that God supplies. In order that in everything, God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. Now here, Peter does not have money in mind. Rather, he has in view the gifts, the talents that the Lord has given to us, and he says that we should use them, whatever it is that he has given to us, we should use them for what purpose? The end of verse 11. In order that, in everything, God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. We ought to serve one another in order that God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. We ought to give of our time in order that God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. We ought to give of our financial resources in order that God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. The musicians and the ushers are going to go ahead and make their way forward for our offertory. And as they come, I want to ask you, as you reflect on how the Lord has blessed you, you all can go ahead and come forward. As ushers, you can come forward. As they're coming, as you are reflecting on what you have heard over the past few weeks about giving, trusting in the Lord, how is it that God is calling you to glorify Him through your giving? He wants to do that. He wants to glorify you, glorify Himself through you in a variety of ways. One way is through your giving. Will you allow Him to do that? Al, will you pray for us?